The United States has also confirmed the launch. Pyongyang attempted to launch the KN-11 missile last year and again in April this year. Daralabadi says the government troops from all provinces are joining the operation to liberate the Daesh-held northern city of Mosul. Abadi is the Iraqi PM called a threat to entire Iraq. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who is accompanied by a 120-strong political-economic delegation, is in Nicaragua on the second leg of his six-day Latin America tour. His trip is focused on expansion of bilateral ties, mainly in economic fields, regional developments, and international issues. The London-based world's leading charity Oxfam has strongly criticized Britain for having a role in the Saudi war against Yemen. Oxfam says the UK government is violating the International Arms Trade Treaty for its arms sales to Saudi. A new opinion poll by Reuters Ipsos shows U.S. Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton leads her Republican rival Donald Trump by 12 percentage points. The survey suggests that 45% of potential voters support Clinton, while only 33% go for Trump. Syrian government says France is behind the 2013 deadly chemical attack on a Damascus suburb. Syria's envoy to the United Nations says the French government's move intensified calls for an anti-Syria military action. The attack left hundreds of civilians dead in eastern Ghouta region. Human Rights Watch says Bahraini government is systematically targeting Shia clerics. According to the rights watchdog, at least 56 Bahraini clergies may have been questioned or charged by Al-Khalifa regime. The rights group added that Manama is violating clerics' right to freedom of assembly. At least 300 people have lost their lives following catastrophic floods in eastern and central parts of India. The devastating floods caused by monsoon rains have also forced over 100,000 people from their homes in recent days.